Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Phil Vitale is in our studio, the restaurant critic for the Chicago Tribune. Hi, Phil.
How you doing, John?
You're enjoying a mint.
I am. It keeps me from coughing.
All right.
And minty fresh.
Yes.
Don't you appreciate that he's enjoying a mint?
And he smells terrific, yes.
Yes. Well, he handed me 5 mints just before I got on.
I did not do that. So, Phil, let's just talk a little bit about a couple things that really aren't in your bailiwick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm going to watch the basketball tournament.
Right.
Because there's three of them right now, the men, the women, and the NIT.
Mm-hmm.
Where are some good places to go?
Well, the interesting thing is my colleagues over at Red Eye did a nice long list
of
bars, but they did them by team. So, for instance, if you are a big Kansas backer, you might consider Benchmark or Lottie's Pub. Or if you are big on North Carolina, then you want Gamekeepers on Armitage. And Northwestern, go to Cork and Kerry at the park on Princeton Avenue.
This is a nice idea. So Red Eye has that. I presume redeye.com?
Yeah.
By the team, you can find the bar near you that supports your club. That's good.
Exactly, because there's a nice breakdown. I mean, look at all these in red. They've got even better.
Because I want to see if there's some Butler bar around here. Gaslight on North Clark. Oh, I don't live too far from there. I could go to Gaslight. If we were thinking, though, Illinois, if we were thinking Big Ten, Michigan State has, good grief, 10 of them here.
Mm-hmm.
Purdue has a few. Wisconsin has about 10. And that's as it should be. Then there's just some Big Ten bars.
Sure.
Hawkeye Bar and Grill, Link's Tap Room, Max Wood Grilled, etc.
And I can't imagine how many bars will be following Notre Dame and the NIT.
Is that a cheap shot?
It's just Chicago's got a lot of domers. There's no two ways about it.
Yeah, I know, but they're in the NIT.
If they'd been in the big dance, who knows? But in the NIT, on the other hand, they might play 4 games.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's the thing. The message that you have to send if you're in the NIT and don't think you deserve it, mm-hmm. hello Louisville, hello Notre Dame, is you got to go win the damn thing then.
Right.
Prove them wrong. St. Patrick's Day is right around the corner. Let's just finish basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any places you particularly like? You know, if you're downtown Chicago, we've mentioned this place a couple times. I don't think it's a great restaurant, but it's a big room, and they have a lot of TVs, and it's Allen Hood right next to us. If you're just downtown and want to know where's the place with a wall of TVs where you can watch some games, Allen Hood, which is on the east side of the Tribune Tower, it's kind of facing the south is the door. It's on the east side, is a restaurant bar that has a lot of screens.
I don't know if they'll have their outdoors open a little bit with the fire pits and the enclosed.
Their outdoors is nice.
And they have some ridiculous amount of beers on tap.
Yeah.
I lost track.
72 trillion, I think.
Exactly, right around there.
72 trillion,
right
yes.
around there.
What about Irish stuff? We're dyeing the river at noon this Saturday.
I know. Someone asked me for my St. Patrick's Day advice. I said, I assume you mean directions out of town. Because it is going to be a madhouse.
I know. The weather's going to be nice, too.
It's going to be nice. But, I mean, I was just checking some of the best-known Irish bars around, say Irish Oak up on Clark Street, on the 3511 North Clark Street. They have a big thing. They're sold out. They sell by tickets, and Saturday is completely sold out. So you can, go to the door and sing sad songs, but you're not getting in.
I've been to some places on St. Patrick's Day where it's like that. I'm an outlier because they sold it out, but that does not sound like fun to me.
Well,
standing in a crowded Irish bar, spilling beer on people in the middle of the day.
But the people who are there are fine with that. I've been in once or twice, and besides me, there are no panicked faces going,
I know.
Dear Lord, what have I gotten myself into?
I know.
They're all understand.
Like, Bob, how are you?
Right, exactly. What's the place? Lizzie McNeil's.
Yeah.
Just down on the river, right on the river. They're opening at 7 a.m. on Saturday. Because you don't want to watch the dying of the... But, of course, what a great place to watch some of the dying, I think. And
maybe that's the time to go, though. Go to 8 a.m. and just do your boozy brunch version on a Saturday at 8 a.m. You know, right. Go ahead and get an early start. And then, right. I don't know. You still got to kind of hang around. If you're there, you want to see the river be green.
Right.
And it's not green for 24 hours afterwards. Well, it is, but it's not pretty super green.
Sunday morning is not going to be excitingly green. Yeah. It'll still be some vestiges of green. And so will you, probably, if you've been partying. So if you've been partying that whole day. I mean, congratulations for making that 9 a.m. call on Sunday, if you did it.
Yeah, really. What else have you got on your notes over there?
Let's see. I was thinking of places like Frontier, which is also good for basketball, by the way. Go on the twofer. They're at 1072 North Milwaukee. Two floors, a gazillion TVs, an outdoor patio that's really a four-season patio now. They've got it enclosed. And nice food, especially if you like wild game and things like that, which is kind of their thing. And that's a great place to watch basketball.
Frontier. Give me one of the places that's on your list.
Oddly enough, the new Michael Jordan's since July, Michael Jordan's restaurant out in Oak Brook, which is on 22nd Street, across the street from the mall. They're having, they've got the TVs and all the rest of it. They're doing some madness with if you wear your collegiate jersey to the restaurant, you get a free order of garlic bread at the table. So there's that. They have some bracket buster burger that is like this stack of, good Lord, if you can finish this, you should get a free pump or something that
something to keep your heart going when it stops.
Defibrillator pads with every purchase.
Fair enough. It's 1:46 on WGN. Phil Vitale, the restaurant critic from the Chicago Tribune, is in our studio. Is there new James Beard news? Has the voting advanced any other rounds?
Yes, they just announced this morning the finalists. The nominees, the official nominees, and
but we had a long list that we went through a week or two ago.
Those are the semifinalists. That was the big one, and now we've got these are the top five in every category. These are the ones that are officially nominees.
I have to pause, but mm-hmm. Is Chicago represented here pretty well?
Pretty well.
All right, give me those in a minute. It's 1:47. This is WGN. Phil Vitale is here. I'm John Williams. And if you've got a question or comment, 312-981-7200. Phil will take all comers. We'd love to take your call. Moments ago, we were talking about the students who walked out of school and what the reaction was from the parents, the kids, and the faculty. And some were pro and some were con. This texter from 630 said, John, because some people are so blinded by their party's talking points, they don't think clearly. Here's a great quote from Stephen Hawking. The greatest enemy of knowledge is not ignorance. It is the illusion of knowledge. Assault rifles, high-capacity magazines, and bump stocks are not protected by the Second Amendment. Period. John, my child's a student at Yorkville High School and was alarmed by news late last night that another student was making threats. A week earlier, another student was reported to have a bullet on school grounds. Our child's terrified, decided to come in late today. From 815 to the texted who oppose the student walkout because they support the Constitution. Do you know the freedom of speech is protected by the Constitution? It's 1:51. You can text to 312-981-7200. Phil Vitale writes about the food scene. He's the restaurant critic for the Chicago Tribune. He's in our studio. So the James Beard semifinalists are winnowed down out of the finalists.
The finalists.
What do we got?
Well, in the Outstanding Baker category, Greg Wade of Public and Quality Bread is a nominee for the second straight year. In the Pastry Chef category, yeah. Meg Gallis of Boca is a nominee for the second time. She was previously nominated in 2016. Boca Restaurant itself is up for the Outstanding Service Award. And the principals at the Boca Restaurant Group, Rob Katz and Steve Baim, are nominees for the third time in the Restaurateur category.
So would you say they're the big Chicago winner in terms of nominations, three?
In terms of those are the national awards.
Yeah.
There's also the more localized Great Lakes, Best Chef Great Lakes category. Great Lakes is one of 10 regions within the James Beard universe. And all five of the nominees out of Great Lakes, which includes Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana, all five are from Chicago. Andrew Brochu of Royster, Abe Conlin of Fat Rice, he's a three-time nominee now, Beverly Kim and Johnny Clark at Parachute, they're up for the second time, David and Anna Posey of Elske, they're nominated for the first time, and Lee Wolin of Boca is a nominee for the third time. So Boca is just kind of covered with glory in these in these nominations this year.
I got to go to Boca. What kind of food do they have at Boca?
High end, very, very, very standard. Not standard. I'm sorry. I want to say highly creative, but every time I say that, they think clouds of foam flying above your head, and that's not what they do. But it's solid regional American, very, very seasonally focused food. Lee Wallen is just a terrific, terrific chef. He also has the new restaurant over at the Cedar Hotel that just popped right the heck out of my mind.
You are one of the judges.
Viceroy.
The Viceroy Hotel, and the first floor restaurant in there is
Violetta.
Oh, I didn't know there was a first floor. Yeah. I only go to the rooftop.
That's all right. You're helping me out already. I'm telling you.
If there's a pub or bar, Violetta will get you there. She knows the hotel. Okay, what's dinner for two with hors d'oeuvres and two beverages going to cost me? Boca.
I'm going to say 150, 175 maybe.
Per or for two?
Oh, for two. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, I'm extrapolating tax and tip and out the door.
Yeah.
You start hitting the wine list hard, you might go a little harder than that.
That's Boca. And the street that's on is?
That is on Halstead Street.
Halstead. All right. Phil, it's nice to see you, as always. So some advice, if you just missed it, check our podcast of this conversation. Some ideas about places to watch the NCAA and other basketball tournaments. Some places to and not to go for St. Patrick's Day. And some James Beard nominees. Anything else you want to pass along?
No, I'm dead. I've had it.
You're great. That's Phil Vitale, restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune.